Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to coast, This Week in America, online at thisweekinamerica.us. Daring, funny, truthful, that's how John Scott Shepherd, creator, writer, executive producer, and showrunner for You, Me, Her, describes his comedy, which is back for season 3 on AT&T Audience Network. It's TV's first polyromantic comedy. A suburban married couple enters a three-way romantic relationship, exploring what happens when you are a throuple, a real romance involving three people. Starring is Greg Poehler, Rachel Blanchard, and Priscilla Faya. Greg is an actor, comedian, writer, director, attorney at law. Actually spent 12 years working as a lawyer in New York City and Sweden. In 2012, influenced by his sister Amy, left his day job to pursue a career full-time in show business. He created and starred in the sitcom Welcome to Sweden. Rachel, best known for playing Cher Horowitz on the TV series Clueless. She played Roxanne on the series Seventh Heaven, recurring roles in Peep Show, Flight of the Conchords, and Fargo, winning a Gemini Award for her role in Call Me Fritz. And Priscilla is a Canadian actress and writer, known for her roles in Rookie Blue, winning a Canadian Screen Award, also roles in After the Riots, Method, among many others. Greg, Rachel, and Priscilla starring in You, Me, Her, Season 3, premiering Tuesday, March 20th, 10 Eastern Pacific on AT&T Audience Network, and they're with us on This Week in America. Welcome, everybody. Thanks for being on the show.
Thanks for having us.
It is our pleasure. Really looking forward to Season 3. Season 2 ended, and Emma's off to Seattle, leaves the throuple. We see Jack and Izzy sitting on a bench with an obvious empty space next to them. We're all anxious to see where Season 3 picks up. What are we going to see as the season begins?
As the season begins, we see Emma in Seattle. She's working at a new job, she's got a new girlfriend, and she's exploring life independently for the first time in a long time. And Izzy is, we pick up living in the loft that Jack bought for originally the three of us, and we're exploring what it's like to be living alone, just the two of us, without Emma.
Jack, what's that like? Because you're looking at basically a conventional marriage once again. How is that to deal with?
Yeah, I think what's interesting about this show is really about whether this three-person relationship can work. And I think season one really sets up the dilemma of whether these three people can figure it out, you know, just like any other relationship. And I think season three is just a continuation of that. It's them finding out which combination works, which doesn't work, leaving each other, finding each other. I'm not sure how much we can spoil for season three. But, with polyamorous relationships, especially with involving three people, it's literally an odd number. So there's oftentimes one person that's feeling left out, certainly on this show. And that has alternated between seasons.
Well, let's talk about that with Emma, because you've got your dream job. You're off to Seattle. You love your job. You fall in love in Seattle. Yet there's this pull, Jack and Izzy, this pull that they have over you. Talk about that, because it's very difficult for you to find happiness in Seattle when you're still being drawn back to Jack and Izzy.
Yeah, it is. I think that there's a lot of unfinished business. I mean, we had how much time has passed since we first met? Probably it's been 4 months since Emma's been living in Seattle, but I this has all been happening within a year. So I think Emma was kind of running away from a lot of the issues that come up with being in a polyamorous relationship, and just kind of confronting a lot of things about herself. And when she's in Seattle, you know, it's that old adage, like, you can't really run away from yourself. And I think she realizes that once she's in Seattle, and you can't, like, your ghost will follow you. And Jack and Izzy are definitely some romantic ghosts that keep haunting her.
Yes, and Izzy, from the character of Izzy, talk about the fact that you're a throuple, now you're a couple. What's that restructuring like? Now it's just you and Jack.
Yeah, it was, you know, as an actor, it was interesting because Greg and I really hadn't worked together. You know, we hadn't really figured out what the dynamic alone was, just the two of us. So it was interesting to figure that out as we went along. And also, there's a lot more going on for Izzy this season. Not only is she dealing with Emma leaving and moving in with Jack and all the things that come along with that journey, But her dad, who she's been estranged from for many years, comes back into her life, and all the things that she's been putting off, you know, being distracted within this throuple, like school. She's trying to write her thesis and get her PhD in psychology. So all these things are coming to a head, and she's trying to figure out what she really looks like inside of this relationship, as opposed to just following Jack and Emma and just trying to be a part of that relationship. So really, it's, I feel like the season for Izzy is she's coming into her own and figuring out what it is that she really, really wants.
And Greg, I get the, with your character, really some uncomfortable conversations you're going to have, everybody is going to have this season. Is that the way it's going to work out?
That's a good description of the show. I think, you know, this, my character is someone that certainly never expected to be in this situation. So, like Rachel said, it's a fairly compact time frame that the show has taken place in. So I think he, as well as all the characters, are still trying to figure out what's happening. I imagine they have just recently Googled polyamory and are finding out what it really means, because for them it was just this, you know, happenstance situation where they fell in love with the same woman and weren't really looking for this type of lifestyle, but they kind of just fell into it.
You may hear, by the way, AT&T Audience Network, that's available on DirecTV Channel 239 or UVerse TV Channel 1114 and via live streaming on DirecTV and UVerse apps and DirecTV Now. You can go to DirecTV Channel 39 and you'll find it as the new season comes into play here. A couple of minutes left in the interview, and it's interesting how viewers have really accepted this program. Viewers have opened their hearts and their minds to embrace this unique relationship. Talk in the time we have left about the special bond you have with the relationship, because they see you as real characters, authentic people, and they're really into understanding this relationship.
Well, I think, you know, polyamorous relationships, well, there's a few extra people or one extra person involved, but that's, I think, what our show, we hope to realistically portray. It's just normal people who find themselves in an alternative relationship. So it's not maybe as salacious as it's generally portrayed. We deal with the regular problems that a couple would deal with.
Yeah, if somebody thought... Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, so I know that was really important to John Scott Shepherd, who is the showrunner and creator and writer of the show. He wanted to make a show that felt very real. I mean, he told us that from the beginning, that he didn't want it to be, you know, people who were seeking this alternative lifestyle, like Rachel said, and just people that find themselves in an unexpected situation. People, normal couple from the suburbs that find themselves in this throupling. So I think it's due to him that the show has that feel.
We're talking about Season 3 on the Audience Network, their original comedy series, You, Me, Her, AT&T Audience Network, available on DirecTV Channel 239. The premiere of Season 3, Tuesday, March 20th, 10 Eastern Pacific. Greg Poehler has been with us on the program, Rachel Blanchard and Priscilla Faya. Thank you so much for being with us on the show. Congratulations on the success of the series. We will be watching Season 3. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You're listening to This Week in America online, thisweekinamerica.us.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.